What do you think equipped you to handle it, to handle the success?
And just going through all of that, going through the being at the lowest point and coming out of that and coming to the highest point. I think that's all of that was in preparation for this moment. And I think I'm extremely prepared. I know how to handle pretty much every situation, because at least individually, and other guys can kind of cope with that because I've been there. I've been through that situation. I've been on the brink of winning a Super Bowl and on the brink of probably not making this team at one point. So I've been through every spectrum. So it's, I think all of that has prepared me for this moment.
From a football perspective, is there a moment where you doubted your future the most that you could pinpoint? Lockout, or I don't know, I'm trying to think.
It probably was after that first Redskin game, my second year, and I had that one drop. And because in this league, you have your moments and you have your windows of opportunity, and you got to take advantage of them. And when you don't, you know, you're replaced or you shuffle around and things like that. But I was fortunate enough to be given a shot and to come back that next week and really do some good things was when I kind of came out of that.
You guys head into the season opener Monday night, and everybody's looking for instant gratification from the new offense. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, what's your thoughts on this?
I'm just excited to get going. I'm excited to get a full four quarters under my belt. I'm excited to go out there and put our offense to the test and put our offense, you know, put ourselves in third down situations where we got to convert, you know, challenge ourselves a little bit and see ourselves come through, which is the biggest key. And I'm excited for it. I'm excited for it. I'm excited for our entire team. I'm excited for our offense to see what we're really capable of.
You got a chance to see, in the last couple of days, the first real full game plan. How much more expansive is it maybe than some of the things you guys showed in the preseason even in practice throughout the time?
It's a lot more. It's pretty extensive. It's a lot of variations, a lot of different things that we've installed so far, especially today being a third down day. We got the full gamut in, so it'll be exciting to see how we, you know, how he calls it and how we, you know, how much of those plays we actually run on game day. But everything's in. Everything's in, and we're ready to go.
I mean, the natural thing is you have a new offensive coordinator, so it's only natural that you guys are going to be looking at him also to see how he's doing.
Mm-hmm,
I
mean, mm-hmm.
How do you view that, and how do you sort of, you know, you have to sort of be patient with a guy who's also, I mean, he's learning, he's a rookie basically at what he does as an offensive coordinator. How tough is that for a player, and how do you sort of balance that?
I mean, it's not really tough, at least on game day, because we're so locked in to the plays and trying to make sure we're getting everything right that we don't really pay attention to it. It's not till maybe after the fact or after the game where we really look at it and really see it for what it's worth. But I think so far, at least in the preseason, he's done a really good job of calling good calls and calling good things to get us in the right place at the right time. It's just a matter of executing those things properly and getting the ball to the playmakers and us making plays with it.
How much does knowing that you're going to have the first full four quarters help? You know, you guys have a three and out that you're going to have 12 other positions.
It helps a lot. It helps a lot because we can get into a groove. We don't have to worry about coming out of the game. We don't have to worry about, you know, these are for real. These are real games that count towards our season, that count towards, a playoff berth, and these matter. So we mentally, it's definitely something that soothes us, that we can go in there, get into a groove, and, you know, things are going to go astray, things are going to go awry at times, but we have another series to come back and prove people wrong, so it'll be fun.
It's got to feel good, though, to at least put that preseason behind you at this point. I mean,
what preseason? I don't even know. What games? I'm not sure. I know what you're talking about. No, but it's cool.
Because you've probably heard about you've been getting at the same things and hearing about the offense nonstop, new offense. It's got to be a little bit tiring for you guys.
Absolutely. I cannot wait to get on that plane so I don't have to talk to you guys about the offense anymore. But it should be good. It should be fun. It'll be exciting for us once we get going. Got one more good work day of practicing, and we'll see what happens.